The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Larry Bird's still there. Larry Bird's got a consulting job. I think Larry Bird's still coming into the office every day. Larry Bird is not going to want to send Paul George to the Lakers. And just like I heard teams around, even with the Fultz-Boston deal, that there's still people around that process who believed that Danny Ainge didn't want to do a deal at number two. That the with those Celtic guys, that thing is still real. They don't want to help the Lakers. And you'd say, wouldn't it make more sense to do a deal and get Fultz out of your division?
All right, lots going on in the NBA, and a storm is apparently coming. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on. For Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show.
Hump Day.
Is it Hump Day?
No.
Not quite. Well, no. It might be Hump Day if we wind up not having a show because of Armageddon. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the mother bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on Facebook somehow. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow, that's with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. Don't be in a bad mood. We're going to have a fun show today. It's going to be...
Can have a blast.
This is going to be one of the best shows of the week.
Best show of the first part of the week.
Exactly. And actually, yesterday's show, pretty good for our first day back from Vegas.
Not bad.
So kind of a high bar.
And that was a hangover day.
Yeah, it's always tough first day back.
Yeah.
But we muddled through and it was fine. So all kinds of stuff going on in the NBA. Okay, explain to me this one because I don't quite get it. Why would the Celtics give a rat's ass about trading something to the Lakers if it made them better? I know there's all this history, but neither team is anywhere near getting back to that.
Here's my question. If Larry Bird, if you're the GM of the Indiana Pacers or your consultant, whatever your job is with Indiana, isn't it your job to make Indiana as competitive as possible?
Yeah.
Worry about your personal feelings towards the Los Angeles Lakers.
Theoretically. That's what I would think. If that's the best deal on the table that makes your team the best, are you doing your job? I'm not trading with these guys because we used to be competitive. That's kind of silly.
There are a lot of stories going on around the NBA. Normally, I mean, the draft is usually about to start up, so and then it happens on Thursday. Maybe we'll have a show, maybe we won't.
Well, the draft will be here, though.
The draft will happen.
On our station.
Yeah, whether we're here or not, the draft will happen, with or without us. But there are a lot of other stories about the NBA that I wouldn't have expected. When I woke up today, I wasn't expecting to have an NBA-heavy show, yet here we are. In a really hot studio about to talk some NBA.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah.
As I was going through putting all my stuff together, almost everything was NBA today. Yep. Sports related. Patrick Beverley. You had that one.
Is it a surprise that Patrick Beverley's name is being mentioned in trade talks?
God, no.
That's the one of the very few movable assets that the Rockets have.
But I mean, how valuable is he though?
Not that. Of course, people around here, like Rockets fans, think that he is, you know, God's gift. So it's like, oh, how could you trade him? Well, do you want your team to be better than it was or not? And that's the awkward thing about any kind of NBA trades. Everybody thinks their players are the best guys.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't your goal try to catch up with the Spurs?
Ideally.
To me, you're not catching up with Golden State. I don't care what Daryl Morey says. And what you hope for is that you get better than the Spurs, and then Kevin Durant's knee explodes or something.
Yeah.
That's sad but true. That's your hope.
Yep.
But try to get better than the Spurs. Are you better than them today? No.
God, even if Kevin Durant gets hurt, I still think the Warriors are better.
Probably, but you never know. I mean,
they're beatable then, but
yeah. And that's the thing. You're hoping to get a chance to maybe you can beat them. But we shall see. I don't know that the Rockets can be very active in the and there's obviously if Jimmy Butler is getting moved, if Paul George is getting moved, of course you're interested in making a play for those guys. I don't see where they have the assets. I mean, what do you trade? I mean, okay, so Patrick Beverley. Okay, that's cute. That's going to get me Paul George.
I can't imagine
Clint Capella, you throw him into that. Is that going to get me Paul George?
Yeah.
Or Jimmy Butler? I just don't see it. And, yeah, I think it's great that they're in there swinging at these things, but realistically, you're not going to get those guys.
I don't think so.
So,
especially when, I mean, now there's so many teams that are looking to make trades. I mean, the New York Knicks news, that's coming out of nowhere for me. I mean, I understand you want to move on from Carmelo Anthony. He's been there for a while. It's not getting better with him. But if you told me to make a list of the things the New York Knicks have done right in the last 5 years.
There's probably one name on the list.
There's one name. And suddenly Kristaps Porzingis is like the talk of trade speculations, which that's unbelievable to me. But what I think it boils down to is Phil Jackson probably feels the noose tightening.
Yeah.
And says, well, if I blow this whole thing up and put it in full rebuild mode, who are they going to find that's better to rebuild the team than me? And he may be right. I mean,
well, if he were coaching the team, it'd be one thing. But right. What has he done as a GM?
Not much.
Where you say, okay.
I want to say he's at about like a 30% win rate. So it ain't great.
And that's the one guy if I'm the Knicks, I'm building around that guy. I'm not trading him.
Yeah.
What are you going to get that's better?
Draft picks.
But that doesn't mean they're going to be better.
No, they're not.
You use those draft picks to get a guy like that.
Yeah.
Not trade a guy like that. But
and let's say, you know, the it's not like they've had – he was a 2015 draft pick. So it's not like he's been there for that long. And if you remember when they drafted him, I mean, it was like a – what are you guys, crazy? What are you doing drafting this kid here? They acted like it was just some absurdity that they drafted him. And it turns out, hey, we got a pretty good player here.
Yeah.
People wanted them to take Willie Cauley-Stein. Yeah, where would you be now?
Yeah. He's an okay piece where he is, but this guy is.
You found a star.
Yeah.
The only guy in that draft that I would say has looked better through 2 years is Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Who's, I mean, just a freak show. D'Angelo Russell taken before him, I'd rather have Porzingis right now. Jahlil Okafor, I'd definitely rather have Porzingis. I mean, you made the best pick you could have made. You took the best guy available when you picked. And I'm not talking about the best guy who you thought was the best guy on draft day. I'm talking about 2 years down the road. In hindsight, in a redraft, Kristaps Porzingis isn't there for you.
Oh, no question. No question.
I don't know why you would consider moving that guy. It's unimaginable to me.
So the Beverley thing, basically, the Rockets don't have the cap space to pursue a top-tier free agent, but Beverley's contract's worth roughly $10.5 million. That would free up some salary. So if they're going to get into the race for Chris Paul or Paul George, although I still think Chris Paul, especially with Pau Gasol opting out today, I still think San Antonio makes more sense for Chris Paul. But... And that obviously that's what the Rockets are looking at. Okay, well, we move Beverley. I'm guessing Ariza would be part of any deal you made. I mean, clear enough space.
I think that makes them the Spurs better, right? A Chris Paul, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi Leonard big three is greater than what they had last year, right?
I think so, yeah. Because basically you're replacing Tony Parker, who's not quite Tony Parker anymore.
Right.
You've added another if he stays healthy. Now, it's been a big thing with Chris Paul. And maybe he's also one of those guys that he might be well, he clearly is at the tail end of his career. There might be some erosion there, but I still think they're better, don't you?
I'm sure there's some. And they got a lot out of Dwayne Dedmon, who looks like, you know, maybe that may have been what the Spurs do. They find hidden gems. But if you can, you know, and I don't know, I'm guessing Patty Mills is going to be gone. But yeah, Chris Paul, I think, is not a bad, that's not a bad fit for them.
And if you wanted to bring Gasol back after you signed Chris Paul, you could.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's, all of a sudden, there's a lot of interesting rumors out there. I don't know how many of these big things are going to happen, but we shall see.
Yep.
713s. So you're saying a Beverly for Porzingis trade is not going to go down? No. Nope.
Probably not going to go down.
But I'm the Rockets,
get a better offer.
If I'm the Rockets and that guy were available, absolutely. I don't know what you have that you can actually... I just don't see enough for any of these big names. And... Yeah, you know, ideally, if you could get a Paul George and upgrade that position, that makes you better. But yep. I just don't see how they do it. And it would have to be free agency. Well, they don't really have cap room, so that's obviously what the Beverly talks about. But, hey, we know Daryl Morey has something up his sleeve besides his arm hair. And we'll see what happens with that. But very interesting to see some of the stories pop out. And I don't know how much the Porzingis thing is true, but... Yeah, is it just teams called Phil Jackson and said, hey, would you be interested in trading him? Or are they actively shopping him?
Yeah, of course teams would be interested in him.
I mean, you're going to call about anybody, right? I'm going to call the Cavs and say, hey, you know, LeBron might opt out next year.
You guys trying to move him before, you can't get anything for him.
And that's another interesting story, what's going on in Cleveland with
incredibly interesting.
Yeah, with what happened with the GM and who wanted to keep Irving and who wouldn't. And also kind of concerned about trying to keep the roster together if LeBron leaves again, which suddenly looks like that's more possible. So there's just a lot happening there, and we'll get to all of it. I want to get to a little weather talk because our man Steven Usyk's going to come on and tell us whether or not we're going to die. That's the most important thing.
Oh, okay.
So he'll update us on, is it officially Tropical Storm Cindy yet? Do we know?
That's what I thought I saw.
Okay. Well, we'll let him update us when we come back, and we'll do that, and then we'll get a lot more NBA the rest of the hour. So stick around, and if you want to weigh in, you guys know the numbers.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raisin Cane's. Raisin Cane's has one love. They've got one thing they care about, really, and that's serving you the finest quality chicken finger meals possible. That starts with only fresh, never frozen chicken fingers, the premium chicken breast tenderloins marinated at least 24 hours before cooking, then freshly hand-dipped, hand-breaded in their signature specially seasoned flour, and then cooked fresh when you order, served hot, fresh, and as fast as possible. But they'll never sacrifice quality for speed, and that's just the chicken fingers. You get into those sides, the French fries, the crinkle-cut French fries, the Texas toast with the lightly brushed real garlic butter blend grilled on the flat top. It's unbelievable. The cane sauce, which is the perfect condiment for everything at Raisin Cane's, where you dip the fries in it, you dip the toast in it, you dip the chicken fingers in it, all of it, and you wash it down with some fresh-cut, hand-squeezed lemonade that they make in-house every single day. Guys, Raisin Cane's, they're doing things the right way, and you can taste it in their products. If you're having a party, they do tailgates, 25, 50, 75, 100 chicken fingers or more. And that all comes with their fresh daily made cane sauce. Raisin Cane's, 25 locations in the Houston area and counting. Stop by the closest one to you tonight and make tonight a Raisin Cane's night. Raisin Cane's, one love.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just played it on the break. Justin Van Zandt sent us the country version of the Gym of the Day song.
I feel like I've made it.
Yeah, when people are covering your work.
Like a song that I wrote, an original song that I wrote.
Exactly. Is being covered by a legitimate artist.
Man.
That ought to tell you something. Feeling. You know what's going to happen. He'll make it a gigantic worldwide hit.
And I'll get a chunk of it. Absolutely. I'll get publishing.
All right. Well, we've been talking about
we should try to get him to do it in concert.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. all right. So we've been talking about the potential storm coming through, and I'm just looking at the latest thing that says it's headed a little farther west than first anticipated, so that it might bother us. But right now, we're going to have on the I don't know what to call him other than the weather nerd for HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. He's on top of all the stuff. And so he's going to tell us exactly whether or not we're going to die. Steven Usick joins us. What's up, Steven?
How are y'all?
We're great.
Doing sports.
So are we going to die or what?
Sports to y'all. Sports and weather.
Yeah, exactly.
we're not going to die. That's point number one. You know, it's getting a lot of hype. You're going to see a lot of red and purple and pink and, you know, all those kind of colors on the news. But it's really not going to be worse than anything we've seen before. So it's probably going to rain. It's probably going to get a little windy. Now, the storm is, you know, may move a little closer to Galveston than they originally thought. And if that happens, you know, Galveston will see some, you know, winds probably around 50, maybe 60 mile an hour gusts, but it's really not anything they don't see in a typical, you know, strong thunderstorm. The real issue with this is going to be rain.
Interesting question. When it flood, when Tropical Storm Cindy, will it flood?
It will flood somewhere. Just don't know where. It may not even be in Texas.
So let me ask you about the because it's going to affect somebody in our listenership, because obviously our signal goes pretty far to the east, even if it kind of misses us. Why is it that there's always more rain to the east of these things than the west?
So if you think about the way a tropical storm or a hurricane spins, it pulls up moisture on that east side, and so that's why it throws all that moisture off to the east. And this storm in particular is what they call it is very sheared, which means there's very strong winds higher up in the atmosphere that are blowing off the tops of the thunderstorms being produced by Cindy. So that wind is blowing towards the northeast. So that's why all the rain and storms, or the majority of it, is being pushed off to the east of the center. Now, there's a couple models that came in this afternoon that are starting to showing it kind of wrapping up a little bit more, taking on more of that traditional tropical system shape. And so if that happens, there will be some rain on the western side. You know, if it does come up through Galveston or very close, then Houston in all likelihood it'll get, you know, at least a couple of inches of rain. If it wraps up a little tighter than they're expecting right now, then we'll probably see, you know, maybe 6 inches or more. But it's been so hot and dry lately. I don't think it's going to be a major, major flood event unless it slows down and just kind of sits right over us, which it's not expected to do right now. But these weak systems are they're slow movers and can be a little hard to predict.
So when would we expect the rain to start, if for those of us who are worried about that kind of thing?
So rain will probably start at least along the coast probably tomorrow, you know, mid to late afternoon. And then, you know, if it tracks a little closer to Houston, then, you know, rain will start in Houston probably sometime tomorrow night and then continue through early Thursday morning and probably most of the day on Thursday.
Okay, so we may or may not have a show Thursday is what I'm hearing, because we may not be able
You'll have a show on Thursday. You'll probably have a show on Thursday.
Well, the gallery area floods like crazy. That's the only reason we wouldn't be able to make it. So if it gets flooding here.
I feel funny like making assertions, but this shouldn't be an Allison type event. It's just going to be, you know, we do every couple of years we get tropical storms through here early in the season in June. I think last year, a couple years ago, we had I think it was Bill, and it was really no big deal. This one may be a little bit stronger than Bill just because it's coming a little closer to us, but, you know, everything will be in place on Friday. Maybe, you know, a lawn chair will be blown over, but that may be the extent of it as far as the winds go. And flooding, you know, it's Houston. You can't really predict that accurately when and where it's going to flood. I'd be prepared for heavy rain, but I wouldn't, you know, expect a major flood.
All right, that's Steven Usick, and you will keep everybody updated, I'm sure, on the website. And
so, yeah, I'm probably going to post something tonight as the picture is kind of becoming a little clearer as the day goes on. So I'll probably post something tonight.
All right, so you're guaranteeing no one's going to die.
Well, I can't predict for stupid.
Okay. Turn around, don't drown. Then is what he say. All right, exactly. Steven, appreciate the time, man. And all right, I feel better now, so I plan on being here Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
All right. Take care, man.
See ya.
I'm not. I'll tell you why I'm not worried. It's Cindy. How mean can a Cindy be?
I mean,
well, how mean could Allison be?
Well, but if you think about it, there's a lot of girls named Allie that are short for Allison, and they can be real bitches. I don't know that I've ever known a Cindy that was just mean and devastating.
I've known of a Cindy who would hit people and was like a dominatrix, but her name was spelled S-I-N-D-Y.
Well, and that's, yeah. This one is traditional.
She had whips
Cindy.
And chains, though. She's very rough. Very
I
rough
see what
lady.
She did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a normal Cindy is what you would name your daughter, or that's like your sister's name. That's not she's like evil
the,
chick name.
She's the youngest Brady daughter, the one that had the speech impediment. How cruel
right.
could she be?
That's she's, you know, she's going to kind of go over us and be nice and quiet. That's what I think. I still think it's going off to the east. That's my prediction.
Okay.
My uneducated prediction. 713 says one of the most mean people I know is a Cindy.
Well, they're out there.
I don't think this is going to be a mean Cindy, though. I think it's going to be a friendly Cindy. She's going to drop a little rain on a few places that need it, you know, for a few of our farmer friends. And my favorite part will be, yeah, like Three's Company Cindy. Cute, right? Not dangerous.
Yeah.
So, but I think what's going to be fun, my favorite part of these things is watching how the news stations cover it. It's my favorite thing is how, like, a puddle has now become ponding.
Yes.
Like, there's some ponding on 45. No, it's a puddle.
It's ponding, though. Turn around. Don't drown.
It's like half an inch of ponding. I know things have changed in the world, but growing up, that was a puddle. There's a puddle on 45.
Disco says, I had a 350-pound restaurant manager addicted to prescription pain pills named Cindy. That's not good.
No. Somebody said Cindy always told on Bobby. That's
true.
Well,
I mean, Cindy's a snitch, but I don't know.
But she was a little kid.
She's going to flood your house. Yeah.
No. No. She's not trustworthy.
Right.
But she's harmless.
Like, you don't want to be friends with her.
No.
But
no. Yeah, I'm not going to go down to Galveston and say, hey, Cindy, come on in.
But I
can't wait to see you.
You don't want to be friends with her, but she's probably not going to ruin your stuff.
Right.
Probably.
Crystal says she has a 7 a.m. flight to Miami on Thursday for this event. You'll be okay. I'm predicting. Although, man, I was telling you about this off air. The one thing about flying that really gets to me, and it hasn't happened to me since we went to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, we get really awful turbulence. I've never been on a flight where people were injured because of turbulence.
Oh, boy.
Apparently that happened on a flight from Panama. It says at least 10 passengers were injured Tuesday during a bumpy flight from Panama to Houston. United Flight 1031 struck severe turbulence while headed over Mexican airspace. So the aircraft landed safely. HFD was waiting at the scene to treat the 10 to 15 injured passengers. Three passengers were taken to local hospitals. How bad is turbulence got to be for you to be hurt bad enough to go to a hospital?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't want to know about it, though.
I mean, I've been
I don't
on,
want to ever find out.
I've been on two flights that were just downright scary that I really thought bad things were going to happen from the turbulence, but nobody got hurt. I think the worst one was one from coming back from Louisville 1 year after.
Right.
I think I told you about. Then the other one was when we were going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. And for some reason, you guys all had later flights than I had because you guys weren't on that flight. I remember Dave was on the flight behind me. It was like an hour behind. And they made them circle out over the Gulf for a while. But it was just bouncing up and down the whole time. And when we landed, the flight attendant was just saying, thank God, which is never a good sign. And then
I don't like that.
When I'm walking out, the pilot is telling somebody not to put people on the plane yet because he wasn't taking off in that crap. It's like, well, you just landed in it. It was bad. But it's always the shortest flights, too. It's like Houston to New Orleans. Nothing to it, right?
Right.
Eh, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, guys. Got to tell you about Summerwood Pharmacy. And if you're using that little blue pill, you're paying way too much money for it. And if you've got a prescription for it, guess what? You can transfer it right now to Summerwood Pharmacy. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to save a bunch of money because you're going to get the same active ingredient 5 or 6 times less, and you're going to get the same great results. And the folks at myedrx.com, or you can call them at 281-225-4300. And listen, if it's something you're embarrassed about, man, they're very helpful with this stuff. They'll tell you, hey, look, we can help with your prescription. We can get you the same thing. Imagine this. You spend $60 and then your lady doesn't want to do it. You've just wasted $60. Hey, with Summerwood, you can go 6 times where she turns you down before you get to that. And that's the great thing about them, man. They're good people located right here in Houston, and they can discreetly mail everything to your home or office anywhere in Texas free of charge. Free of charge. All you got to do is get and go to their website and check out the video, and then you can print out right off their website to get your prescription changed and give it to your doctor. Boom, done. And suddenly you're getting the same thing for less than $10 in some cases. Give them a call, 281-225-4300. That's 281-225-4300. Check them out at myedrx.com. That's Summerwood Pharmacy. Make the change today. Save myself, I believe. Fire in me is weak. It's the mind of the chance of burning out now.
Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Take your calls. And I guess we won't be hearing Dave South calling any of the College World Series after the Aggies were ousted today by TCU. So for those of you who, why don't y'all ever talk college baseball? Because nobody cares.
So what's going to happen now? Is Sam Decker going to beat Joe Blank's ass, or what's going to happen?
So what happened exactly?
I got the Cliff's Note version from Joel.
Are you checking it out on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm looking through it on Twitter now. And apparently, Joel had the audacity to say that Sam Decker isn't the kind of player that you can make the centerpiece of a deal for Paul George. And I mean, Sam Decker, maybe you guys forgot, but averaged like 6.5 points per game last year.
But they were a quality 6.5 points.
Right, and a strong 3.5 rebounds per game. And he started 2 games even. Like, did y'all forget that this is a guy who started multiple NBA games? So he's definitely worth trading for Paul George. But I guess Sam Decker saw some discussion about it on Twitter and said, thanks for your input, Joel. I'll take your tips on how to be more valuable.
Okay.
And then Joel says, bro, are you the centerpiece of a Paul George trade? No. I made sure to say I'm a fan and support you, but to say you are the lure for PG, question mark? And then
wouldn't you be saying, I want to be a Rocket, I don't want to be traded? Wouldn't you be doing something like that? Just wondering out loud.
Yeah.
AJ,
and then he says, Sam Decker said that he played, I mean, I guess he did technically play 81 games last year because he played 4 games in the playoffs. So he said, I played 81 games last year, but his stats said 77, but he did have those 4 playoff games.
And averaged 6 points.
Not in the playoff games.
Ah.
He averaged a little over 2 points.
Okay, so he didn't raise his game in the playoffs is what you're telling me.
No, he didn't. But, yeah. And then Joel said, sensitivity at its finest. How many times have I had your back on here? So I guess there's trouble in paradise.
Well, AJ, I'm going to break something to you that you're probably not going to like.
What?
You're probably going to go off on Twitter over this.
What?
You're not good enough to be the centerpiece for a Howard Stern trade.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Neither am I. But
too bad.
I know it's going to make you mad. You're going to get on Twitter. But that's interesting. Why is Sam Decker upset that he's not the centerpiece of a trade for one of the better players in the league?
I'm not sure.
Maybe you're a little bit delusional, Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody thinks that they're, you know, the man, but. I would think that Sam would realize at this point his value not equal to that of Paul George.
Yeah, and people were throwing out on the text line like 5 or 6 names off the Rockets for this, and nobody wants that. You know,
that's what teams are looking to do. They're looking to take the scrubs off good teams and give you their best player. That's a good business model for NBA teams. I'm sure the Pacers will be better next year with basically all the Rockets except for the good ones that you don't want to give up.
Right.
Minus Paul George. I'm sure that's going to really get them over the top. Maybe you can throw in that second round draft pick that you've got.
Yeah. Or future first. There you right. go.
This is what I hate about trade deadline time is everyone thinks that, and mostly it's way worse in the NBA than it is baseball, because in baseball, you've got prospects that you can trade. There's like a full farm system of guys.
And even the teams that have basically traded away their farm systems, there's always one or two prospects
got somebody
that'll bring you something.
The NBA, I mean, there's a limited number of spots on an NBA roster and even fewer spots of guys who are actually worth a damn and actually can see time on the floor in the NBA. Everyone thinks that their team should be in the hunt for every great player via trade. And they never stop to think, like, what do we really have? Like, switch roles for a second. And if you're the GM of the Pacers, what does your team have that would be good enough for you to give up your best player? And more often than not, it's like, oh, well, Sam Decker, Pat Beverly, and
Clint Capella, Trevor Ariza.
And a 2021 first.
Stop. Protected.
Stop, guys. It's,
yeah, that's the thing. It just, and now, would the Pacers take a little less than you would think because they know they're not going to have him after next year?
Probably.
Ordinarily, yeah, but I also think there's so much competition here for teams that want to get him that takes that out of play. 713-780-ESPN. Mont said something earlier. It's like, this is Houston. It's going to flood. It floods if we take a leak on 288. That's true. If you go outside and pee outside, Houston floods.
Yeah.
So he also says if Joel didn't tag Decker, it's even weaker than it sounds.
Joel didn't tag Decker. Someone quote tweeted something that Joel had mentioned.
Okay.
And I don't know if they added Decker or what, but I mean, the reality is, like, every time I say something about a guy on the radio, I'm not going to at him.
Yeah.
What's the point of that? Like, then you're just trolling athletes.
Right, right.
I mean,
now listeners will do it. They'll say, oh, did you hear what AJ said about you?
And that's fine. I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's. No, but, I've never had one of them. Never had one of them say anything about it, get all sensitive.
You've never had one of those professional athletes beat the crap out of you?
No.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like to name names. But it's happened a lot of times, Matt Schaub.
Really?
No. Case Keenum.
No, but The reality is, and I guess, well, I guess they have a history because Joel worked for the Rockets.
And and Joel's also a Wisconsin fan.
Oh, okay, so there you go. But it's, I'm sure most athletes don't give a rat's ass about what we say about them. I don't care what they say about me, so does it matter? But in that case, you know, maybe a little too sensitive across the board there would be my thought.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. But but what Joel said was certainly not out of line.
No.
And it's not even controversial.
No. That's pretty much that's right on point.
Yeah. Yeah. And fill in the blank on any Rocket on the roster, pretty much, not named James Harden.
Right.
And that would be true. Eric Gordon, Lou Williams, I mean, no.
No.
I mean, they're good for what they are on the Rockets, but they're not going to get you a guy like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
713-780-ESPN is your number. When we get back, let's talk about this Cavs situation a little bit, because I think it's getting very interesting, and there's a flood coming.
Interesting. Yeah. When it rained, the Cavaliers fired GM.
Here's an interesting question.
Thank you. You're fired, by the way. Interesting question, guy. you know, it's the summertime. You're going to get that bill in the mail, your electricity bill, and you're not excited about it. But, and you're going to have to pay it anyway because it's hot and you need electricity. But what if you had an electricity provider that was trying to do right by you and try to lower those bills? They're trying to make your house more economic and trying to make it run more efficiently. Well, that's what you got with Tri-Eagle Energy. The summer months are upon us. You got to start thinking about those bills. Tri-Eagle Energy is a born and raised Texas company. They care about helping you decrease your energy usage. And they've got the Smart Energy 36 plan that comes with the all-new Ecobee 4 built-in Amazon Alexa voice service. So it listens and talks back. And it can save you up to 23% on heating and cooling costs. How great is that? ESPN, when you use the promo code ESPN, you can get a rate of 8.6 cents. It's a very competitive rate. You're locking it in for 36 months, and it's only good till the end of the month, so jump on it now. And if you're in the Houston area, guess what? Tri-Eagle Energy, they're going to come out, install that thermostat for free, $0. You can't beat that. Check them out, TriEagleEnergy.com, or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. And remember to use that promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app. Available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And if you're having problems with the signal, just jump on the app there. We'll take care of you. We'll get you home.
Jump on it. Jump on it.
I always think of dodgeball when I hear that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Ben Stiller wearing the white suit when that song's playing.
Yeah.
832 says, my son was born a week ago. Today's my first day back at work. I don't miss this traffic, but thanks for making it easier to get through. Welcome back and congratulations.
Hey, you're welcome, sir.
And congratulations. So, also, just a couple other things from talking about going back to the plane thing. Oscar, who works for an airline, said severe turbulence is defined as when we hit an air pocket and the airplane drops 1,000 to 5,000 feet in a matter of seconds. Mm-hmm. Basically, the airplane drops at altitude, and anything not strapped in hits the ceiling.
That's never happened to you, though, right?
Yeah, it has, but I had my seatbelt on, so I didn't go anywhere. But
you know, like when you go down when you're driving and you go down a hill real fast, and it feels like your bladder goes up into your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that?
Yes, I've had that. That whole like your gut just That happened, and especially when it happens and it happens again, like right after it, That's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
It's like you drop and then you drop again. And you can't really tell that you're dropping because it just feels like the plane's bouncing up and down. But I've been very fortunate, man. It's been a long time since I've had one of those kind of experiences. I don't really want to do another one. So it's and usually they can avoid that stuff.
Normally.
They can go around it. They can change altitudes. There's all kinds of stuff they can do.
Normally you're flying the friendly skies, and then it doesn't
right.
happen.
You're not over you're not over Mexico.
You fly in angry skies, that happens.
Well, I think those Mexican skies are pretty angry because that's where it happened. I do see some of this stuff sometime, like over the Gulf. It seems to happen. 832 asked, by firing the GM, do you think LeBron will be leaving the Cavs next year?
I don't know. But again, I go back to this. And every time the Cavs do something that LeBron apparently wasn't in on, I ask why. Why would you do anything if you're Dan Gilbert? And maybe because they won the title, his ego's sitting back in. Like, no, I don't.
Dan Gilbert's not winning any titles without him, though.
Well, that's what we think because we're rational humans. Dan Gilbert's not a rational human. Remember that letter he wrote to LeBron?
Yeah.
So maybe that's happened, but LeBron apparently was a big fan of this guy and of David Griffin, and doesn't make much sense to me. You've been to the finals 3 years in a row. And granted, I could GM if I had LeBron. I could GM that team to the finals. I'd be okay.
Yeah. I could too. But I'll take the job tomorrow.
It's an odd choice to.
Although dealing with an owner who doesn't agree with, and apparently GM wanted to go all in for next year, go get more guys. Gilbert was not cool on that. He also, I guess Gilbert thought that maybe you might trade Irving, that might not be a bad idea. I think that'd be a terrible idea.
No.
And especially if you do lose LeBron, you do want to keep a competitive team. You need that guy.
Yeah.
So Dan Gilbert is one of those owners. You know what he is? He's Jim Irsay. He's too involved. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else because a couple of quarterbacks landed in his lap. In this case, LeBron landed in his lap and wanted to be home. And realistically, that franchise would be garbage if not for LeBron. Yeah. Just like the Colts would have been garbage if they hadn't had Peyton Manning or left into Andrew Luck as well. 713 says, Impulse bought a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Probably the best decision I've made in a while. Thanks, Fred. Man, that's awesome to hear. See, I don't lie. I don't lie about stuff like that.
Not about mattresses.
Yeah.
You'll lie about a lot of things, but not mattresses.
I only lie to women. Come on. So,
all right, guys. I got to tell you about Man Centers. And they are trying to make life better for men. That's pretty much what their goal is. They want things to be easier on you. They want to make getting male wellness, making it a priority, making that easier for you. And they want to improve your performance as a man. And they've got a ton of services. They do general male wellness, fertility evaluations. They'll check you out if you've got genital pain, sexual dysfunction, prostate issues, STD evaluations they do. And they check you for low testosterone. And if you're feeling unmotivated, sluggish, you're tired at work, you need a lot of coffee to get through the day, your testosterone could be low, and it's a natural thing for men to go through. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. Their comprehensive evaluation is going to determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. This isn't about injections. They're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone on its own. That's going to help your sexual performance. If you're an athlete or an outdoorsman or like to hit the gym regularly, it's going to help with stamina. It's going to help with motivation at your job. It's going to help you sleep. There's a ton of things that'll help. And again, they can help you on so many things. And the key is getting in there before it's too late. Get in there. Prevention is key, guys. And Man Centers, women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers. Better lives start here.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.